housed in the shelter, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
When 9FM CITR, Hans von Close this side. It's Miser Hour, your Polish import. Apologies for slight delay. You know, women like to talk about sex. A little bit too much sometimes, but that's okay. As long as they can do it, and as long as they're young, it's all good. For your benefit, I suppose. To all of you subscribers to Sex in Van City, of course. The 1 hour show after Val with Folk Oasis from 8 till 10. And I'll be here till something before 1. And that is it. So any news from last 7 days that kind of passed by? You actually picked the same prostitute, so congratulations. You are good people because you stick to one woman or one bunch of prostitutes called politicians. And in fact, that really wouldn't make any difference because those people don't run that show anyway. Ask me, And all of those with open eyes? The moves are being made somewhere else, in different glass houses. Those people are just figureheads and talking heads. And the way I like to call them, they're prostitutes. So this is behind you. Wait another 4 years for another prostitute to show up. And you can vote again and hope for them to go the straight way. Maybe they get married one day and they become good girls and good boys. That you can actually count on them. And there's this sign. Passing by one of the churches, and it says, Jesus loves children. And I always thought that the Catholic priests do 101.9 FM CITR live from UBC, possibly in stereo.
You know how the waters run, taste of wine.
Yeah, that's of course Emerson, Lake and Palmer from Tarkus. It's the only good part of the record. It's just the opening, the first couple, three cuts actually, and then from there it's going absolutely nowhere. And it is such an atrocious record, but just for those 6 minutes or seven, it's all worth it. I'm not gonna get into lyrics even, because there's just no point. They're even worse. But that's the music. That's the guys with classical training making loads of cash. And then the Sex Pistols came and they changed music from fuck to fuck you. And that's correct. And speaking of fuck you, all those people who test on animals, abuse them, use them in some kind of weird medical exams. Yeah, exactly. All the worst for you. And hopefully, like I say, your life will be miserable, very hard, and you won't be able to achieve any happiness in your life, ever, until you stop doing this. Or maybe even so, you've done enough wrong things. I don't think they deserve any forgiveness for that matter. 101.9 FM CITR.
Of my life, blew wilder than the wind. days when I think I'm winning, when I've broken every door, the ghosts of my life grow wilder than before. Just when I thought I could not be stopped, when my chance came to begin, the ghosts of my life grow wilder.
Any kind at any subsequent stage. So typical affair. Nothing of any note till coming up to 60 when what? 70? God! Coming up to 70 when wandering in a field, looking aimlessly for cowslips to make a ball. A few steps, then stop, stare into space. Then on a few more, stop and stare again. So on, drifting around. When suddenly, gradually, all went out. All that early April morning light, and she found herself in the what? Who? No, she. Found herself in the dark. And if not exactly insentient, for she could still hear the buzzing, so-called, in the ears. An array of light came and went, such as the moon might cast, drifting in and out of cloud. But so dulled, feeling so dulled, she did not know what position she was in. Imagine what position she was in, whether standing or sitting, but the brain, what? Kneeling, yes, whether standing or sitting or kneeling, but the brain, what? Lying, yes, whether standing or sitting or kneeling or lying, but the brain still, in a way, for her first thought was, oh, long after, sudden flash, brought up as she'd have been to believe, with the other waifs, in the merciful God, her first thought was, oh, long after, sudden flash, she was being punished for her sins, a number of which then, further proof if proof were needed, flashed through her mind, one after the other, then dismissed as foolish, or long after, this thought's dismissed, as she suddenly realized, gradually realized, she was not suffering. Imagine, not suffering. Indeed, could not remember offhand when she had suffered less. Unless, of course, she was meant to be suffering. Ha! Thought to be suffering. Just as the odd time in her life, when clearly intended to be having pleasure, she was in fact having none, not the slightest. In which case, of course, that notion of punishment for some sin or other, or for the lot, or no particular reason, for its own sake, things she understood perfectly. That notion of punishment, which first occurred to her, brought up as she'd been to believe, with the other waifs, in a merciful God, first occurred to her, then dismissed as foolish, was perhaps not so foolish after all. So on, all that, vain reasonings. Till this other thought, oh, long after, sudden flash, very foolish really, but what the buzzing, yes, all the time the buzzing, so-called, in the ears, though of course actually, not in the ears at all, in the skull, dull roar in the skull, and all the time this ray or beam, like moonbeam, but probably not, certainly not, always the same spot, now bright, now shrouded, but always the same spot, as no moon could, no moon, just all part of the same wish to torment. So actually, in point of fact, not in the least, not a twinge, so far. This other thought then, oh, long after, sudden flash, very foolish really, but so like her, in a way, that she might do well to groan on and off, writhe, she could not, as if in actual agony, but could not bring herself, some flaw in her makeup, incapable of deceit, or the machine, more like the machine, so disconnected, never got the message, or powerless to respond, like numbed, couldn't make the sound, not any sound, no sound of any kind, no screaming for help, for example, should she feel so inclined, scream,
thank you. also hate. Your fear of death attracts such strange objects, smothering you, hiding you. Don't let it spoil you. Show yourself so the others may see you, so the others may feed you. They want to be near you.
Brilliant, Coil with John Bonham's "I Wrap My Kiss in a Bandage." I like to repeat after him, like this is almost my line. "Where Are You" from Music to Play in the Dark, Volume 2. Volume 1 and 2, it is an absolute must for people who actually respect themselves as music lovers. It's quite accessible, believe it or not, when it comes to Coil production. So one more released right after this, called Apes of Naples, or Ape of Naples, if I don't remember right now. So those three albums, respectfully, must be yours, whether you download them, buy them, steal them, or whatever. Have a listen, and well, it might change your life in a way. It does change mine anyways. Where Are You From, Music to Play in the Dark by Coil. It's some Samuel Beckett with Not I before this. There was some fellow who actually commented on this that you have to have a PH from literature, because he has no idea who he was just listening to. And he's very glad and happy that he's doing engineering major. Well, that's probably a good thing, that people who make roads and high-rises and build the planes don't get Samuel Beckett, because we would be probably all dead by now from the accidents all over the place. So yeah, you people from engineering department, just stick to your stuff and just stay away from Samuel Beckett. That is a very good choice. We'll have some of Samuel Beckett later on. Text for Nothing, read by Jack McGowran. But that's happening later on, or maybe soon, I don't know. Sometime. And quarter now, it's not quarter yet. It's 25 minutes till midnight. Day is number 15 of May 2013. In this part of the world anyway. Soviet France. I never have enough of that stuff. And probably if we'll go to Samuel Beckett, we'll probably open this with the song of my generation. We did play this on weddings, funerals, whatever. This is the song that has to be played. I know there are people from my generation, they're just totally fuck-ups and they're deaf. But most of us, we're not. And I'm trying to give you part of it for those 2 hours every week here. It's called How Soon Is Now. And I always say the titles are not important in songs. And it's just because I'm full of shit. And sometimes I say things that I don't mean, or I just don't say things that I do mean, or I just simply can't say things that I mean or don't mean. So I just simply shut up or I say something instead. It just doesn't make any sense. But that's the beauty of me. And I love this about myself. I look at myself, I'm just totally in love. And it's a mutual thing. So learn this. You just might get somewhere. 101.9 FM CATR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. And yes, you people who are sticking the fucking bleach in a rabbit's eye, put diodas in a cat's head and keep them in the cages for who the hell knows how long until you kill them. And you know what? I just hope one day you will end up on that chair and that cage. Yeah.
Sounds have ceased. If I were silent, I'd hear nothing. But if I were silent, the other sounds would start again. Those to which the words have made me deaf, or which have really ceased. But I am silent. It sometimes happens. No, never. Not one second. I weep too without interruption. It's an unbroken flow of words and tears, with no pause for reflection. But I speak softer, every year a little softer, perhaps. Slower too, every year a little slower, perhaps. It is hard for me to judge. If so, the pauses would be longer, between the words, the sentences, the syllables, the tears. I confuse them, words and tears. My words are my tears, my eyes, my mouth. And I should hear at every little pause, if it's the silence I say, when I say that only the words break it. But nothing of the kind. That's not how it is. It's forever the same murmur, flowing unbroken, like a single, endless word, and therefore meaningless. For it's the end gives the meaning to words. What right have you then? No. This time I see what I'm up to, and I put a stop to it, saying, none, none. but get on with the stupid old threen and ask. Ask until you answer a new question, the most ancient of all, the question, were things always so? Well, I'm going to tell myself something, if I'm able. Pregnant, I hope, with promise for the future. Namely, that I begin to have no very clear recollection of how things were before I was. And by before, I mean elsewhere. Time has turned into space, and there will be no more time till I get out of here. Yes, my past has thrown me out. Its gates have slammed behind me. Or I burrowed my way out alone, to linger a moment free in a dream of days and nights, dreaming of me moving season after season towards the last, like the living, till suddenly I was here, all memory gone. Ever since, nothing but fantasies and hope of a story for me somehow, of having come from somewhere and of being able to go back or on somehow, someday, or without hope. Without what hope, haven't I just said, of seeing me alive, not merely inside an imaginary head, but a pebble sand to be, under a restless sky, restless on its shore, faint stirs day and night, as if to grow less could help, ever less, and never quite be gone. No, truly, no matter what, I say no matter what, hoping to wear out a voice, to wear out a head, or without hope, without reason, no matter what, without reason. But it will end, a desinence will come, or the breath fail. Better still, I'll be silence. I'll know I'm silence. No, in the silence you can't know. I'll never know anything. But at least get out of here. At least that, no, I don't know. And time begins again. The steps on the earth. The night the fool implores at morning. And the morning he begs at evening not to dawn. I don't know. I don't know what all that means, day and night, earth and sky, begging and imploring. And I can desire them? Who says I desire them? The voice? And that I can't desire anything? That looked like a contradiction. It may be, for all I know. Me, here, if they could open those little words, open and swallow me up, perhaps that is what has happened. If so, let them open again and let me out. In the tumult of light that sealed my eyes and of men, to try and be one again. Or if I'm guilty, let me be forgiven and graciously authorized to expiate, coming and going and passing time. Every day a little purer, a little deader. The mistake I make is to try and think, even the way I do. Such as I am, I shouldn't be able, even the way I do. For whom can I have offended so grievously to be punished in this inexplicable way? All is inexplicable. Space and time, false and inexplicable. Suffering and tears, and even the own convulsive cry. It's not me. It can't be me. But am I in pain? Whether it's me or not, frankly, now is there pain? Now is here, and here there is no frankness. All I say will be false, and to begin with, not said by me. Here I'm a mere ventriloquist dummy. I feel nothing, say nothing, He holds me in his arms and moves my lips with a string, with a fish hook. No, no need of lips. All is dark. There is no one. What's the matter with my head? I must have left it in Ireland, in a saloon. It must be there still, lying on the bar. It's all it deserved. But that other one who is me, blind and deaf and mute, because of whom I'm here, in this black silence, helpless to move or accept this voice as mine, it's as him I must disguise myself till I die. For him, in the meantime, do my best not to live in this pseudo-sepulture claiming to be his. For as to my certain knowledge, I'm dead and kicking above, somewhere in Europe, probably, with every plunge and suck of the sky a little more overripe, as yesterday in the pomp of the womb. No, to have said so convinces me of the contrary. I never saw the light of day any more than he. Ah, if no were content to cut yes's throat and never cut its own. Watch out for the right moment, then not another word. Is that the only way to have being and habitat? But I'm here, that much at least is certain. It's in vain I keep on saying it. It remains true. Does it? It's hard for me to judge. Less true and less certain in any case than when I say I'm on Earth. Come into the world and assured of getting out. And that's why I say it. Patiently, variously, trying to vary. For you never know. It's perhaps all a question of hitting on the right aggregate. So as to be here no more at last, to have never been here, but all this time above, with a name like a dog to be called up with, and distinctive marks to be had up with, the chest expanding and contracting unaided, panting towards the grand apnea. The right aggregate, for there are 4 million possible, nay, probable, according to Aristotle, who knew everything. But what is this I see, and how? A white stick and an ear trumpet? Where? Place de la République, at Perno time. Let me look closer at this. It's perhaps me at last. The trumpet, sailing at ear level, suddenly resembles a steam whistle, of the kind thanks to which my steamers forge fervently through the fog. That should fix the period to the nearest half century or so. The stick gains ground, tapping with its ferrule the noble basamento of the United Stores. It must be winter, at least not summer. I can also just discern, with a final effort of will, a bowler hat which seems to my sorrow a sardonic synthesis of all those that never fitted me. And at the other extremity, similarly suspicious, a complete pair of brown boots, lacerated and gaping. These insignia, if I may so describe them, advance in concert, as though connected by the traditional human excipient. Halt, move on again, confirmed by the vast show windows. The level of the hat, and consequently of the trumpet, hold out some hope for me as a dying dwarf, or at least a hunchback. The vacancy is tempting. Shall I enthrone my infirmities? Give them this chance again, my dream infirmities, that they may take flesh and move, deteriorating round and round this grandiose square, which I hope I don't confuse with a Bastille, until they are deemed worthy of the adjacent Père Lachaise.
Kind of abruptly interrupts. It must be winter, at least not summer. Samuel Beckett from pretext for nothing. It is almost like lying in a grave and the soil is coming on you and doesn't stop, and you are alive and you can't see it. Samuel Beckett, the guy who was so afraid of death that nothing he could write about was just about writing about death. Very dark, not for everybody, Samuel Beckett, but recommend if you care anyway. Midnight, brand new day, you are one day closer. Pyrite's here for you. She'll be here in about 60 minutes or so, maybe less, with Vampire's Ball. And this piece by Beckett was kind of very well fit for all those dark days of goth music that was born in the 80s. And she will probably assure you about that. If you ask her, of course, we remember those days when music and lyrics meant something. And going to any show was kind of an event. You were talking about it before and after. It just wasn't like going to most of the shows those days. So choreographed and produced, overproduced. And just basically, the moment you walk out, you just don't remember anything. But of course, small exceptions. And like I say many things, they don't make any sense. And this is probably one of them. 16th of May, right here. This is Meter Hour. My name is Hans von Klaus, your Polish import. And this is Cindy Talk. If you didn't think that's dark enough, well, it is. It's a Gordon Sharp, in case you didn't know. You never know. You never know it's a guy or a girl singing, unless you find it out.
Maybe you'll be free. distribution of notes. Pocket one, three notes. Pocket two, three notes. Pocket three notes. Pocket four, three notes. Rule number one. Take note one from pocket one. Put it into mouth and suck it. Play it. Replace it in pocket one by a note from pocket three. Replace it in pocket three by a note from pocket four. Replace it in pocket four by a note from pocket two. Put note one after sucking it in pocket two. Concentrate and shuffle all notes in all pockets. Take note two from pocket one. Put it into mouth and suck it. Play it. Replace it in pocket one by a note from pocket three. Replace it in pocket three by a note from pocket four. Replace it in pocket four by a note from pocket two. Put note two after sucking it in pocket two. Concentrate and shuffle all notes in all pockets.
Pause and concentrate. You may shuffle all notes in all pockets.
All notes in all pockets.
Take note three from pocket one.
Put it into mouth and suck it.
Suck it. Play it.
Play it.
Play it.
Replace it in pocket one by a note from pocket three. Replace it in pocket three by a note from pocket four. Replace it in pocket four by a note from pocket two. Put note three after sucking it in pocket two. Concentrate and shuffle all notes in all pockets.
Take note four from pocket one.
Take note four.
Put into mouth and suck it.
Suck it. Play it. Replace it in pocket one by a note from pocket three.
There's another Samuel Beckett. Rule number one. There's a little note here for someone, from someone. Well, it makes no sense. Of course it doesn't. It's not supposed to. It's a pure form, dude. But, maybe that's a little bit snobbish. I don't pretend to understand this. It's just not about understanding. It's just getting it. 101.9 FM CITR. You don't have to understand everything in life to like it.
Everybody else gone.
Seems like they can go on forever and ever. The mission. Life with some sampling from Dead Can Dance. I have a problem with lots of stuff they did, but nevertheless, it's a pleasure to listen to it. You know, if you don't get too much into his philosophy and kind of ignore lyrics a little bit, it's all good. That's right, that's right. 101.9 FM CTR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. Hans von Clausier Pollock here. This is Mr. Hour. Pyra is coming pretty shortly for you, so enjoy it till 5 a.m. and some good and bad programming 24 hours a day, more or less, on this very radio. yeah, a couple more things to play. And then I'll wish you rain, and we'll see what's going to happen next week. But for now, this.
Yeah.
the best dressed woman in the business, Susie, and of course Susie and the Banshees, from I believe 2009 concert Night Shift. One more thing to play, and then I'll leave you with Clan of Zymox live concert from March 8th of 2011. Actually, no, that's 2010, and it wasn't March 8th. It was the summer, of course. 2010 in Bolkov, the biggest goth, one of the biggest goth festivals, probably right now the biggest in Europe. It's somewhere in the east, northeast Poland. I told you, I guessed, but I think that was I was right. Anyway, 2010, Bolkov, the goth festival, bringing all the best names from goth music from all over the Europe. There'll be Clan of Zymox live for until the Pyra will start, Vampire's Ball. And one more time, shout out to all those so-called researchers, so-called scientists, people who test on animals, abusing them and making their life miserable, and all those who kill animals in a so-called ritual way, which is both mostly Muslims and Jews, cutting animals alive and let them bleed to death. So, of course, this is all in the name of the religion, and you know, religion is good for. So, you people stop doing this. Of course you won't, because you never listen. It's all about money. It's all about religion. It's the same thing, and it's in a way. So whenever you go and see in your market some kosher or halal meat, avoid it. Just avoid it. If you care for welfare of animals, of course. If you don't give a shit, just buy it. What do I care? I'm just a Polish guy, speaking nonsense most of the time, but then again, I do it with passion, and that's what I care. Anyway, I wish you rain.
Park the car at the side of the road. You should know, time's tide will smother you. About people, who feel so very lonely, their only desire is to die. But I'm afraid it doesn't make me smile. I wish I could laugh. But that joke isn't funny anymore. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. Close to home, and it's too near the bone. More than you ever know. When the fog up, when the fog up, when the fog up, when the fog up. Struck me, I just might die with a smile on my face after all.
Thank you.
for identification purposes. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.